Welcome back to another episode of Unlimited Abundance with your host, Paulina Baragova. Feels really weird to introduce yourself because I always feel like so many of you guys are, you know, part of my returning crew. But like I've been saying, it's been really exciting. So many new people have been coming to the podcast, so you may not know anything about me, so just a tiny bit about myself. I am a coach, healer, and leader. I host a lot of online ceremonies each month through my membership called Divinity. I have a beautiful array of online instant access courses, and I also have a jewelry line that I design and handmake myself here in Los Angeles. It's all crystal based, so they're all really beautiful, high quality crystals, everything from peach moonstone to pyrite to selenite. Absolutely unbelievable pieces. So if you haven't checked out my jewelry line, it's called Lift Your Frequency. You can find it just at liftyourfrequency.co. So not .com, .co. All people will be like, oh, it took me to some other website, and it's just .co, so just .co. So if you haven't checked out our beautiful pieces, then definitely do so. I'm actually doing a lot of orders today after this podcast, and it's really exciting to see so many of you guys loving our newest collection. Which there's a few. There's the staple pieces, but the best sellers at the moment are the Grounded and Abundant necklace with smoky quartz and a huge clear quartz chunk. The God is a Woman collection in general is really, really popular with the God is a Woman necklace, peach moonstone, freshwater pearls, clear quartz. It's stunning. Shakti Rising necklace is Baroque pearl, so like really big, almost like square rectangle looking pearls with smaller peach moonstone. Absolutely amazing. And by the time this podcast is up, we might have had some new pieces drop. So if you are like, okay girl, I've already shopped all those collections, then definitely check out the website. There might be some new pieces today. So I'm so excited to hop into this episode. This is a very juicy one. I'm going to be talking about why I stopped being vegan, and I know that is very controversial topic, and so I really wanted to make this podcast like as soon as the transition occurred, so as I was sharing food online and things like that, I could refer people back to this. But I also really want to talk about my like very interesting experience that I find a lot of other people who I know in my life who also were vegan had a similar experience. So I'm going to talk about that, and I'm also going to talk about your divine life path, trusting the timing of your life and understanding the timing of your life and how to know when to kind of flow and when to take action. So we're going to talk, because I feel like that's a really big topic, the yin and yang kind of energetics, and knowing, okay, is it time for me just to flow with life? Is it time for me to take action? Half the people are telling me to make it happen. Half the people are telling me to get in my feminine, put in my yoni egg and shake my ass, right? Like when, what to do when. So we're going to talk about that a bit. So it's a really juicy episode. So let's get on started. Also, an announcement really quick is the next event that I'm hosting in September. I host 2 ceremonies / workshops / rituals each month, really beautiful events, all virtually, is going to be on September 22nd. So I believe when you're listening to this, it's going to be in 3 or 4 days. So it's going to be a sensual flow, movement, and meditation, bringing you back into your body, releasing any tension in your body, releasing any stress, maybe even trauma arises, but it's a very gentle retuning into the body, getting into your receptive mode, getting into the openness, getting back into your pleasure. And it's a combination of a moving meditation, which I find really powerful. So definitely join me if you're inside Divinity, which is the monthly membership, then you already have access to this. And if not, I will link a one-time ticket down for you in the keynote. If you are not part of Divinity and don't want to join, although I do suggest joining Divinity. It's my monthly membership. You get access to both events and their full replays. So if you can make it live or you can't make it live, either way you get the replays, whether you watch it in your own time because you're busy and you couldn't make it that evening, or because you loved it and wanted to do the meditation again. Most people in Divinity tell me that they re-listen to that meditation the whole month. So it's not just a one-time kind of event. It's like whatever meditation we did, maybe you really liked one of the practices or exercises we did, you get to use that video and that module and essentially have it to use whenever. You might, a lot of people who are in Divinity are like, oh, I love the one that we did in January and I meditate to it all the time. So it's really beautiful. So we'll have that down below in the description for you. It's also in my bio on Instagram in case that's easier to access. But let's hop on into today's episode. So let me talk about my veganism journey to give you background, right? it's really hard to retrace because like time flies and it's hard to retrace back all the years in terms of like a long time ago. So I'll just give you like a very brief summary. I went vegan a few years after moving to LA. Shocker, I know. But and mostly for more of the emotional reasons. I mean, I love animals. I feel very close to animals. I feel like I love animals way more than the average person, or I'm sensitive to them way more than the average person. Like, for example, I try to bring my dog everywhere if I can. Like, I brought her to my facial yesterday because I just do not like leaving her alone, things like that, right? So, anyway, after watching a few documentaries, getting into it, I just remember I went vegan. In the beginning, I remember I was not a good vegan, right? I'm talking like I didn't know about macros or the nutrients I needed to get. So I was just kind of eating whatever, just basically looking at the label, and if it was vegan, then I would eat it, right? Versus understanding that all a plant-based diet is just actually looking for to get all your nutrients, but through plants. So I think people, first of all, the first differentiation to make when thinking about being plant-based is like it's not just trying to exclude meat and dairy or animal product, and if it doesn't have those, then oop, it's good because okay, you could find like chips that are vegan. That doesn't mean you should eat the chips all day, and that's going to be healthier. In fact, probably having animal product in a balanced diet would be way healthier than for a lot of people than being plant-based if they're not doing it correctly, right? So I was having Gardein. I this is very hard for me to like look back on because I don't remember like super in detail. I was on YouTube for like 10 years. I could probably go back to like my videos and see what I was eating. I guess that's the beauty of recording your life online. But essentially, I remember I was vegan for a while. For years, honestly. I do remember at times I was a little bit more lenient with it. Okay, so it's very hard for me to just trace back the years, but essentially, I want to say once or twice, I want to say two times, I've gone back to eating fish when I was vegan because my body really called for it. This was probably like 2015 to 2019, okay? So, like, for 4 years, I was a vegan kind of on and off, including fish in my diet. Then, in the end of 2019, I decided to be fully vegan again. I was like, you know what? I like vividly remember this. I'm going back to being fully plant-based. I remember I got like a food delivery membership that was plant-based so that I could kind of see how they were structuring the meals so that I could essentially duplicate it for myself or like just get kind of the structure. And then I met my husband, and he was vegan. I believe fully vegan at the time as well. So it kind of worked really well because he was very like supportive in that, and it was easy because he would cook. He's an amazing cook. His mom is a chef, so he's really talented at cooking. So the food that he would make was like amazing. It was like eating restaurant plant-based food daily. Do you know what I mean? So it was no longer like I used to I and when I cooked I'm one of those people who gets like hyper fixated on foods. There's a word for it where like you're so into one thing and then one day it's dead to you and you just never want it again. That's literally me. Like I'll be obsessed with avocado toast, for example, eat it for months every day, and then one day I'm like, this is disgusting. Like I don't want to eat this anymore. Or I had this phase where there was this like protein yogurt thing from the farmer's market. I was obsessed, you guys. I like bought like, I don't know, like so many enough for every day of the week. Loved it, raved about it. I still might have the founder on my podcast. He's a really cool guy. But I was obsessed with it. Then one day I was like, I don't want this anymore. Like I get hyper fixated on food. So when I used to cook for myself plant-based, it was very simple, and actually I made two food guides throughout my plant-based journey that were like amazing. For example, my first food guide called Body by PB, I mean it's like I don't know, like thousands and thousands and thousands of people tried that, and it worked so well for them. And it's because it's a very clean way of eating. At that time also I was having fish, so I like gave the option if you could substitute with plant protein. I still have the highlight on my Instagram if you scroll, but people lost a ton of weight, got sculpted energy levels, like amazing. And I still like that guide is amazing. It's like a very easy way if you want to start eating quote unquote clean but still get your nutrients. Like it's an amazing guide. And then I released a plant-based guide called the 21-Day Reset because you eat in alignment with the chakra systems. So like for like on Tuesday it's ruled by Mars, it's the root chakra. Wednesday is the sacral. It was aligned with like cosmic guides. And these are still available on my website, and these are still sell now. And I fully stand by them. I think they're amazing guides. So that I was cooking very simple plant-based stuff, right? And that time we weren't engaged yet, so we were just dating, my husband and I. So I was cooking for myself at home because, you know, we both work from home. but separately, right? So I was like making all of my meals. So at that time, I feel like it was just during COVID, right? So I was like cooking, I was really, yeah, I was cooking really well for myself. Now that I look back on it, I was really eating like full meals, a lot of chickpeas. Like, essentially, chickpeas were a huge, huge, huge part of my diet. Like, bitch was eating lots of chickpeas a week. Anyway, I was all vegan in 2020, and it was, as far as I remember, really great. I think it's because I was getting so many nutrients because I was cooking for myself and like really. And at the time in my business, I had the time to be able to do that. I had the time to be able to like whip it up, and I really liked having those meals. And then in the evening, my husband would cook. By the time, my boyfriend, so weird to even say my partner. And then, okay, so then in 2021 is when we moved into our home, as so we moved in together. And I was still plant-based then as well, but I also want to note some things. My skin, I'd always have like, I don't say issues with my skin, but my skin would always have like small breakouts. Nothing that it was so alarming. I feel like that, like I would freak out, but my skin, it just felt like was never fully clear. And I am like a skincare connoisseur, okay? I know so much about skincare. I could do like 12 episodes. I mean, I use the nano currency. I have the red light, girl. I have the hyaluronic acid, the AHA, the hydration. Like, I am very well versed, I believe, for like way more than most people in skincare. So I was doing all this stuff for my skin, and of course it was all helping, but I just felt like something was off. And so it was always in the background of my mind. I'd get facials, I'd go to the best people in all of LA. I mean, the same thing, they're like, you know, are you using these products? Sleep on silk sheets, silk pillows, don't touch your face, do red light, you know, get like, yes, like all the things that one would do. I drink more water, cut out dairy, which I already wasn't having dairy, but you know, the basic skincare advice that you get. So that was like also in the back of my mind, and it was just so, I was like, what is going on? I just felt like and I remember that when I ate fish in like 2019, and so I don't really drink much alcohol now. I used to be, for 2 years, fully did not drink. I had one Aperol spritz in those 2 years, but like no alcohol pretty much at all from June of 2020 until really recently. Recently, I started not being as black and white with it, where like if I desire a glass of wine, I'll have it. But I'm also very sensitive to alcohol, and I'm very aware, so it's like pretty rare that I'll have it, and I have to really feel like fully called to. But that was during, but I remember that there was a time in 2019 when I did drink alcohol and I did eat fish, and my skin was glowing, you guys. So I was like, how is it that I'm eating? Last year, I was like, how is it that I'm eating so fucking clean, taking like the world's best supplements, you know, like using the best skincare, doing all this stuff for my skin, and my skin is like not as nice as when I was having like three martinis a week and having fish, right? So this was like a background thought at some like in my head, as of recently, and maybe a little bit last year, but I was also noticing that it was. So as I got more busier in my business and just did not have the time in the middle of the day to cook lunch, I would have make something a little bit more quicker, or I just got sick of, honestly, of eating chickpea bowls all the time. I was like, I don't know, so I would just snack or have other things or make a quick bowl or something in the middle of the day. But I noticed that I was never really, really full enough. And if I was, I wasn't, I would get hungry really quickly anyway. Sorry, I'm like trying to tell the story because it's kind of layered and it's hard for me to pinpoint all the timelines. I'm just trying to mention kind of what's important. So I noticed I was like fatigued in a way at times as well, and I was hungry, and I was just like, okay, something is off. I also started pole dancing for fun in April, and it's a lot, requires so much strength. I mean, I've gotten so strong, like it's crazy. Like I literally get a massage, and my massage was like, oh my gosh, I got facial. She's like, what kind of exercise do you do? Like my body's gotten so strong, but like so I'm exerting myself quite a bit, right? Because I work out pretty much daily. Not pole daily, but some sort of workout, which is a stretch or yoga or Pilates. And so my body, I was just realizing, this is like my recent thoughts. I was like, okay, I'm like something, my skin is just never fully clear, even though I'm like the healthiest I've ever been. And when I literally was not as healthy, I remember I'd eat out way more, like 2019. You know, I had alcohol, but I was eating fish at that time. So like I've been like daily. And I was like, something is off with my skin. Like, I need to figure it out. I even thought it was like hormonal. So, you know, I took all the things that you take. Like, you take maca, you know, a prebiotic, a probiotic, like everything in the wellness world. So, what made me stop being vegan is, which actually was a decision last week, but I want Simon to make a podcast as soon as possible, is I was like, you know, I'm going to go get acupuncture. I kept getting all these signs to go get acupuncture. Like, it was like, and for a while now, like, all my friends would talk about it. I'd get recommended it. Like, everyone's like, acupuncture. And I was like, ugh, I don't know. Like, yeah, I know it'll rebalance my energy, but like, I already feel good energetically. Like, I have all these other modalities. Like, do I need to get acupuncture? Finally, the feeling was so strong that I found first of all, how it all aligned was I found an acupuncturist online on Instagram because another girl who I trust posted about her. And I like had her page open in my Safari for like days, if not over a week, maybe like days, I think probably days. And then one day I was like, last week, I was like, I'm just going to check her availability. And she's really booked up. Like, she was not available. I like was like looking weeks ahead. So I was looking for like this week, next week, maybe even the week after. I think just essentially I was looking like 2 weeks ahead and she was fully booked. But then I saw when I clicked on the date that I was booking it, that there was an availability for tomorrow, which was last week. And for the exact time I could make it, it was like the most perfect time. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to go. So I go and I loved it, by the way. I think it's really, really great to rebalance your energy. And I can make a whole episode on it. And as I keep doing it, right, like, I've only had it once, so I feel like I can only share that experience. But I really did love it and I will go back as well. I think it is really great. It's like a tune-up. Like, you can't think of it as like the end-all, be-all, I feel like, thing. But like, I feel like in combination with other wellness things, like eating well, herbs, supplements, movement, exercise, like journaling, like, with, I feel like just you need to have a wellness, like a lifestyle that supports your well-being. It's an amazing addition and really does help increase energy and sleep, help with sleep and like, depending on what you're going. I went to have better sleep and to work on hormonal things. And something she said was like, oh, so I was telling her how I'm like, yeah, I feel fatigued during the day, like fatigued is a strong word, but like not how I normally am so energetic, you guys. I have enough energy to like wake up, bounce off the walls, do a million things, and still maybe do something in the evening. And I was noticing I just was not having my same energy levels and then my skin. And then what was crazy is I would wake up slightly like anxious. And I don't know, it's the only word I can use to describe it. It wasn't like intense 10 out of 10 anxiety, but I'd wake up slightly anxious, and I've never had that in my life, right? So I knew, and that's been happening maybe since the beginning of this year, and it's nothing intense, right? Like, I wake up slightly anxious, I do my morning routine, and I feel amazing. So it never, like, this is why it wasn't something I felt like was like some sort of priority to address, because I just thought like, yeah, I just wake up, okay, maybe a little anxious, like, I have a lot of stuff to do today, or whatever it may be. I do my routine, which I talk about in my last episode if you want to hear about my morning routine, and then I feel amazing. So I'm like, what's, you know, there's no issue here. And my acupuncturist was like, that's so interesting you say that, because I've had a lot of clients who are also vegan women and come to me with the exact things, like the random anxiety, the skin, the sleep, like all these seemingly random symptoms, and that we do not think is our diet because we're so gung-ho about being vegan. And I find that when they start implementing animal product, they feel better. Now for me, I personally, I don't say never, but honestly, I probably would never eat like any kind of meat or poultry, but fish was something I've gone back to, and I know I feel really good eating fish. And she was like, it's your choice, it's your body, like, do it. She was so not pushy at all. She's like, if you feel open to it, I would try having some fish. And a really cool example that she gave me, or like a theory that I really liked, was she was speaking about how back in our ancestral days, so when we would hunt, right, our men would hunt, and that's what we would eat. And if we didn't have a big hunt that day, then we would have a lot of plants. So when we had animal product, it signaled to our body, like, we're safe, we're satiated, right? Like, we have food to keep us full. And then when we didn't have that catch, that's when we would eat a lot of plants. So when you just are always eating plants, and not having some sort of animal product, and like, I'm not advocating at all for having meat or like poultry. Like, I just want to say that obviously it's your body, your choice. Like, I'm not judging you. It's your life. Like, I have no judgment against that, but like, fish for some reason I'm okay with, and I know this is also like a whole other topic and people can come at me for that, but like, this just would work for my body, and I have to prioritize my well-being, like, on the end. So that's that. But anyway, so when we didn't have a hunt, that's when we would eat a lot of plants. So when we're not having any animal product, our body is like lightly in survival mode, even if it's super slight. Like, it was very, very slight for me because I do all these other protocols to feel good. I eat, you know, really well. I take my herbs. I'm very in tune. Like, I move my body, I get sunlight, like all these other things. So it wasn't, it's very subtle, but I would notice I would have like a subtle anxiety at times. Or like, and I feel like I don't even like using that word because it sounds like it's like, I feel like that word is pretty intense. So it's like a slight anxiousness, I guess is the best way I could like place my finger on it. And so it really resonated to me when she said that. Something in my body was like, you need fish. Like she said it and it was like something clicked. And I'm very discerning when it comes to people giving me any kind of like health advice. I trust my body and my intuition so much. And I'm also quite well researched and I have a lot of friends who are very well researched. So I, and parents, so like I am, yeah, and so like, and my mom was also in like very into holistic things. And so I'm very, like just because a doctor, quote unquote, like someone told me something, I'm not just like, oh, okay. I'm really like, does that, I ask myself, like, does that feel aligned with me? Does it feel good to me? I'll research it, you know, things like that. And so essentially, when she said that, though, something clicked in my body. Like, it was like, you need fish. My body was like, yes, bitch, please give us fish. And I want to say that I try my best, right, to only have just like, I, you know, this is a very, I use this word in a cautious way because I understand that there are definitely a lot of gray area here, but sustainably or line cut, wild caught fish, right? Like, no mass net fish, net caught fish, or anything like that. And that same evening, I was meeting my friend. And I had fish, and I literally felt my body like almost orgasm. And this is, I'm like being dramatic, but like my body was like finally, and I felt so good. And the next day I had fish, and I felt so good. And then the day after I had fish, and I was like, I was back. I was like, it felt like I was like back to myself. My energy was back. My mood was back. I saw my skin. I swear I saw my skin health begin improving. Like, and maybe it's like you could say it's a placebo skin thing, but I just felt like my body was like, yes, like thank you. And I told my husband, my husband started actually eating fish. I don't know at what point. See, I'm like really hard with dates, but essentially from the time we met to now, he started eating fish as well because he felt really called to it. And then I was telling my one friend, who I saw Friday, who was also vegan for a while, and she was like, she said that she had the same issue. She was feeling fatigued and all these other things. So she started eating fish again, and she started feeling back to herself right away. And then within like 90 days or so, 2 or 3 months, she was like, it was like a life-changing shift. And so, yes, now I'm back to eating fish and I really love it. Also, I'm listening to some podcasts about like maintaining your glucose levels, which is essentially your, to be the most healthy, the thing that's best for your body is not to have glucose spikes, right? To have your blood pressure consistent. So the order you, lots of things influence your blood sugar. A, what you eat, of course. B, the order you eat it in. And three, like if you move after or not, but what you eat in particular slash what you combine it with. So it kind of goes into food combining. So I've been eating my food in the order of vegetables, protein, then carb. And it's changed my life. Like I just had, I guess I just had like a whole new health awakening. So I believe her name is Glucose Goddess. She has like so much about this, but it's, I even debated getting like a it's called like a continuous blood pressure monitor, CBPM. See, like something like that. It's so funny. My friend was like, I'm gonna tell you what it's called so you don't say the wrong thing, but it's continuous blood pressure. Oh, continuous blood pressure monitor. And most of them you have to get prescribed is normally usually just for diabetics, right? But you can get like, I was like, maybe I'll go to like a integrative practitioner who would totally let me do it because essentially you can connect to an app. It goes in your body. It's like a little thing that goes in your arm. It's a very small needle. You don't really feel it. And it tracks your blood pressure and your, if you get, when you get spikes and it tracks your glucose, right? So you can begin to see like, oh, if I just have avocado toast, it spikes my blood sugar. But if I have avocado toast with some nuts, it's way more smooth. And the more smooth your levels are, like it just like a wavy line, with no spikes, the better it is for your health. Like, I don't research this, right? So it's hard for me to tell you the specifics, but like essentially it's like the best thing for your health, for your body, to, for your cellular health, for your bodily health, for your energy, for your sleep, for like every possible thing. It's the best for your body. You don't want to have spikes. And so there is like one brand that has that you can like, that you don't need a prescription for, but they make you they make you subscribe to their app membership for a whole year. So it ends up it being pretty expansive for 1 month. It's almost like $400 to do for a month with the with the monitors. But like, so that's the one thing. My friend, she's gotten it prescribed from an integrative doctor. She wanted to track her levels. So I might do that, you guys. I might. I just like, oh, you have to go to, find someone in your insurance, go make an appointment, do all this stuff. So I am tempted. I think maybe this year at some point I will do the. It just pisses me off that they make you subscribe for a year. Like, if they made you subscribe for a month, and you probably would end up staying subscribed for a few months, but because they make you commit to the year, even though you only get two devices, so enough for a month, because you need new ones every 2 weeks. It's like it creates so much resistance to it. So, but anyway. So you want to eat your food in a part. You want to always have essentially a protein, a veggie, and a carb, but eat it in the order of veggie because the fiber from the vegetable coats your stomach, I believe. And then so when you then you have the protein, it digests it better. So by the time you have your carb, it doesn't spike your glucose. And essentially after you eat, it's good to have 10 minutes or more of movement. So I think it's like the biggest myth, right? We're always taught like don't eat before you like work out, eat after you work out. And I get it, intermittent fasting. Like, this is why there's so many health things and you need to find what works for you. But for me, I've noticed even before I found out about her work that I would feel better eating and then working out, which people are like, that's crazy. Like, I would eat and then I would do yoga, and I personally never felt sick. I never felt nauseous. I felt like actually it helped my digestion and it was better. Obviously nothing insanely, I guess, heavy, right? But when you're eating relatively clean, it's not that heavy. Like for example, on Thursday at Erewhon, I had, and I didn't eat it in the order because I actually found out about her stuff later that evening, but I had salmon, sweet potato, yam, and veggies, and I just ate it all together when I should have had the veggie, the salmon, and the sweet potato. And then of course 10 minutes of movement after. And it could be so simple, just going for a walk. It could be just doing some squats. It could just be doing some like leg lifts, like bicycles, cherry pickers, whatever it may be, right? So that's just another thing I've implemented. So like, I guess some pretty big diet changes because I've gone back to eating fish. I would maybe be open to even eating eggs, maybe if I get them from the farmer's market, from someone who like I know and who like has a farm with like free roaming chickens that are happy. And like, I feel like I'd have to like visit the farm. I don't know. In the future, I would love to have my own chickens, by the way. This is like my husband and I talk about this. We were like, yes, we totally want chickens. I feel like Mia would totally bark at them, our dog. So she's a Pomeranian. But anyway, so those are my updates. Like, I maybe would even be open to eating egg, but I'm definitely gonna continue eating fish. I feel my health really change. I feel my energy change. My mood feels way, like I can feel my body's like, I really needed this. And so I'm only putting this out there in case maybe you're vegan and you've experienced those symptoms, but you didn't think to go change, right? I didn't think in the past like 2 years, you guys, right? Even a little bit under, like in the past year and a half, I didn't think to stop being plant-based. I was so committed to it. I was one of those gung-ho people. I would judge my husband when he would order fish. Like, I was that person because I wanted so badly to continue with it and to be plant-based because, like, I just wanted, it's like, it's so heroic, I guess, or like, I just wanted to stick to it. But like, it's gone to the point where I was like, okay, like, I just can't. Like, I can't, I want my skin to be healthy, right? I want to have energy throughout the day. I don't want to wake up anxious. Like, I can't, like, be in that space. And so it's kind of interesting. This is around right before the full moon. So it was like my intentions were, like, actualized. So, in case you're experiencing any of those symptoms, like, you feel like, okay, also, I do want to say a side note that I do think you can be successfully vegan if you have, like, a private chef literally make you meals every day and make sure you're getting anything at most of everything. I think it's possible, but I do not think it is accessible, like, maintainable for the average person or even someone who has more time. Like, even I work from home and I would not be, like, in order to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need, you would literally be having to count the macros and to like and cooking things so specifically and planning so in advance and getting, like, genuinely, I'm tr like you would literally need a chef, private chef to do that. So it's like, sure, if you're an athlete and you're vegan, and most athletes have a private chef, so it's so funny when they do like McDonald's ads and shit. So if you have a private chef making you all your meals and making sure you're getting all your nutrients, plus you have a nutritionist and a trainer to support you, 1,000%, I bet you could do it. But I think for most people, like, to make a meal and have that kind of anxiety to be like, am I getting enough of this vitamin? Am I getting enough magnesium? And I'm getting enough B12? Like, and then weight and a bunch of other, omegas and so many other supplements. I just don't think that most people, I think that is way too overwhelming for most people, unless you literally, that's all you do. Like, and yeah, I just think Yeah, I just think it's really very difficult, and that's why I really applaud people who do it, but I would like really invite those people just to get blood work done as well. I also might get a hormone test out of curiosity. I even though I track my hormones look quite balanced, actually. I was showing her my chart. Like, I take my temperature every day and log it. And an app called Natural Cycles, this literally should be sponsored, so manifesting that. But it my like my variation looks pretty good. She did give me an herb to try to have the variation be even greater, because that's really good to see. I'm not going to mention the herb until I try it, because I don't want to recommend it until I've tried it. But she suggested a bunch of like other herbs to try, plus like one main one, in like a tincture form. So I'm gonna try those out, and I'll keep you posted on that. But essentially, this is like my I just wanted to share this for those people who might be experiencing those symptoms. Like, if you feel like you're doing everything for your skin, but for some reason it's not perfectly clear, and you're vegan, or you feel like you're not having the same energy you used to. Also, my body recovery. So I work out at Pole, which is really intense on your body. Like, sometimes for 3 hours, like, it's a fucking lot on your body. Like, literally, most people just lifting themselves up is a lot. If you watch my Instagram videos, I mean, I do tricks, I do all the stuff, all the things. And I've noticed my body, it would be like I literally felt like I was hit by a bus the next day. I'd be so fatigued, and now I look back and I'm like, it's because my body did not have enough protein to recover. My body, I was literally eating like rice and a bunch of veggies, even though it was so delicious and amazingly seasoned and amazingly done. My body just did not have the protein it needed, so it would tear its muscles, and it would have to, I think, probably eat at my fat to like recover. And so it was so draining on my body. So that was another sign. I was like, holy shit, I was literally working out so intensely and like not getting the nutrients I needed. So it's crazy to even think that I was doing Pole so intensely and like not getting the protein that I needed, and still doing it. And my recovery felt really intense. Now I feel so much better. Like, I did Pole on Saturday, and I literally felt completely fine the next day. Like, a tiny, 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 tiny bit sore the next day, but like completely great. And I was eating fish, so I had fish after Pole. Like, I think it. So for me, I'm also my favorite is wild caught salmon. Like, I don't have anyone else as a salmon girl. My husband doesn't like salmon, which is crazy to me because it's my favorite fish. But you know, I'll be open to other fishes. Like, I had branzino on Friday, and branzino is really delicious as well. So essentially, I just want to speak about that for me, this is really what my next step, and I want to be fully transparent, because I'm not going to continue pretending to be plant-based, and you see me over here having thriving, glowing skin, energy levels, and you're like, what's going on with me? Why is my plant-based diet not doing that? I just want to be fully transparent that for me, I did it for a long, long time, and I think for me to sustain my health and well-being, it's something I need also in the next few years, not soon, but like in the next 4 to 5 years. We do plan on having kids, and I also want to be like in the best. I want my diet to be, you know, very like healthy and sustained, so that can be as smooth as possible, and my hormones can be as balanced as possible. And so I'm just really, that's also just another, like, this is a really, that's a back thought in my mind, but it's still a thought I have as well in terms of my well-being, is like, okay, in terms of nutrients as well, it's not just about me, you know, it's in the future a child as well, and I'd want them to have all the nutrients that they need as well. And I would probably also feed them, I mean, right in the beginning they're obviously breastfeeding, and then, you know, it's a whole other thing. But I, in the future, would probably have them have fish when they are old enough as well to support them and their development. But that's a whole other thing, and I can't even imagine the amount of like content about like being a natural slash holistic vibe mom. Like, I bet that's like a whole space. And I bet you guys, in 5 years when I'm a mom, my content is gonna be phenomenal because I'm just so into wellness. And now, you know, it's for me, but in the future, I'd be like, I'd be so into the wellness for the child. But anyway, so I just wanted to mention that. So in case you're experiencing any of those things, like light anxiousness in the morning, or slight like anxiousness in the day, feeling like you're not just like your food, you eat it and you're hungry really, really quick after, or you're feeling lightly fatigued, or with your skin, like you feel like you're doing everything, you know, you're using clean skincare, you're doing all the steps, you're maybe even doing red light, nanocurrency, and those things do help, by the way. But like, you're doing all those things and you feel like there's something off. Of course, right? These are just symptoms, so it's hard to pinpoint like, oh, this is exactly exactly what's happening, but maybe for you, this message is what you need to hear. Because for me, having my acupuncturist literally say, oh, you should try having fish, clicked such a huge button in my mind. It literally changed my life, which is crazy to think how one person saying, oh, you should try blank, can change your life. So I want to share that with you and be like, if it's clicking with you and something's resonating with you, just try eating fish. Again, if possible, you know, have wild caught, line caught fish, you know, even if you have like a local farmer's market, fish market, or somewhere where you trust, that'd be really amazing, you know, to try not to support that. And also at restaurants, they'll be pretty, you'll find that specific restaurants, if it's wild caught, they'll usually say it's wild caught. And they're not saying it is, most likely not, because usually if it is and they paid more for it, they're going to put that on the menu. So just something to think about. Okay, so that's why, yeah, I just wanted to share all of that. I'm trying to think of everything that I wanted to address. It's just crazy, you guys. I feel so, so much better. And also, I'm not saying you need to eat fish every single day, because my husband's like, you don't need to eat it every day. You can have like 3 times a week. But trust your body, right? If you're feeling like this is what would make me feel the best. Like, I think there's so much nutrition advice. Like, there's people who are going to tell you, don't have dairy. Like, I don't personally like dairy. I don't feel aligned with it. But also, some people have, like, my acupuncturist has, like, a raw milkshake, and that works really well for her. She feels great, and that's that, right? So, like, there's so much health advice. So I feel like it's like trusting yourself as well, and also like not trying to be like really overwhelmed by it. Like, I think it's really easy to be like, oh my gosh, I should be eating this, and I should be eating this food, and I should be eating fermented foods, and I should have this, and I should have this. Like, it's like the biggest thing is like your water, right? Like, make sure you're having amazing high quality water. Like, that is something you 1,000,000% want to invest in for you and your animals. Like, do not give your animals water from the sink. It has literally birth control, it has heavy metals, it has fluoride, it has a bunch of shit in there. Like, you should not be giving, if you can't drink it, your pets shouldn't be drinking it. Same thing with pet food. I mean, I could do another whole podcast episode. I'd love to have like a pet food specialist on the podcast. So if you guys know anyone online who is like a pet food, you know, maybe it's like raw food or human grade, like our dog eats human grade stuff, let me know. I would love to have them on and speak more about it, because even brands, like, for example, I love Just Food for Dogs. Like, I love their treats, but their human grade just food is not good quality. It has so much filler, it has a bunch of rice in it and other fillers, because it's expensive for them to be just raw meat, right? And for you to feed your dog raw every day, 100%. That's why they fill it with a bunch of fillers, which is really not good, and then they market it as being like super amazing for your dog, which 100% is probably better than them having kibble, which is like, think about it, like, you're literally, it's like dead food. It's not even like alive food. And I know people are gonna get triggered, because people don't want to admit that these things aren't good for the animals, and it is a bigger responsibility and a bigger time commitment and a bigger investment for your health. But it's like, you either invest now and commit now, or later you pay the consequences, right? I know I'm pretty aggressive in my approach and sharing things. I've noticed other people are very like gentle, but I just share how, what I feel and what I think, because that's how I like that's the kind of people I like. I like people to share like directly, like, kind of flat out how they're feeling. So but anyways, I'd love to have a pet specialist, because I know quite a bit, but I'm not at all, I feel like, what like a specialist in holistic pet nutrition would know. So if you guys know anyone, I would love to have them on the podcast and invite them on to really speak about that. I think that could be so powerful. But it's okay, big things, water, right? And then they may just look at the quality of foods you're eating. Like, people think organic is bougie. Organic just means that it wasn't sprayed with a bunch of shit and grown in like soil that has been modified by you know what company for years and years and years and years. I forgot the number, but it takes a certain amount of years for the soil to go back to being organic or not infiltrated with like a bunch of pesticides and stuff. I think it's like 20 to 50 years or something for soil. Or it might be actually that like once soil is not organic, it can never go back to being organic, or it takes like a whole other time. It's just funny because people are like, oh, organic, it's so bougie. Organic literally means just as it is. It means like, this is literally, if you plant a seed and you don't spray a bunch of shit on it and it comes out, it's like natural. If anything, the organic should just be the normal, and the stuff that it has all the stuff sprayed on it should be like, this is genetically modified apple, this is a genetically modified fruit, this is a pesticide sprayed carrot. Like, they should reverse the labeling, right? But it's a psychological thing. Anyway, we're getting really passionate about that, so let's circle back. So again, water, quality of your food, balanced meals, right? Having the protein, veggie, and carb. And it's like very basic, but it's a really easy way to think about things. Now, does every meal have to be like that? Like, no. But when you look at your meals throughout the day,
you want that balance. And I feel the best when I do eat like that. Like I have all three together. I do honestly feel the best. And like my favorite carb is a sweet potato, so it probably would be good to like prep them, right? Because it takes a while to cook again. So if you like on a Sunday or a Saturday, you can like prep a bunch of sweet potato in the fridge. That would be so easy because you could just add it on to all your meals. Veggies are really easy to saute. If you have, fish or whatever protein you have, it's pretty easy to cook. And then if you were to just have that sweet potato and just put it on the skillet to like give it a little bit of a crispness slash heat it up, that'd be amazing. And this is like a very, I know I was very intense in this podcast, but I feel like I just, at some point you, it's like, in our culture today, everything has to be so sugar-coated because, and I get it, because everyone is so scared of someone taking a sentence out of what they say and making them seem crazy. Like, I totally believe that if someone took one of my sentences out of context, they could make me seem sound like, so hippie woo-woo. But it's like, no, it's the truth. Like, and I really believe that people in their soul know what the truth is at some level when they get to a specific level of consciousness. Like, they hear something and they just know, like, they just are like, that is the truth. Or the opposite. They hear something, they're like, I just know that's not true. At least for them, right? And so I share my direct opinions, and again, it's just my experience. So just because something's my experience doesn't mean that someone has to do it. Like there's people who are raw vegan for 20 years and it, like are thriving. So does that mean that they need to listen to me? No, but I'm just sharing my experience and what's worked for me because other people sharing their experience and what's worked for them has helped me, right? And essentially, we like often resonate or connect with people where we have something to learn or something to grow from. And so I find that what I listen to or that I'm like, oh wow, that's really, I this is really amazing for me to implement, or for you listening to this, you're like, wow, maybe I should try that, So I know that sometimes I can say things in a really blunt way, but it's just because it's like it's I feel like it's enough is enough when it comes to sugarcoating things. Like it's of course at the end of the day it's everyone's life is everyone's life and they should do like everyone should do as they please as long as it's not hurting anyone. But I think that when we over sugarcoat things, it doesn't at times spark the awakening that's possible in an individual because they're like, oh well I guess it could be okay, instead of being like, no, like literally look at how many people have had blank effects from this, and things like that. So I know that was very vague, but the girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't. Anyway, we're gonna now speak about the final topic I want to talk about just lightly is trusting the timing and the magic of your life. And that's a very deep sentence, right? For me to just casually drop, I totally get it. But essentially is like we're all on different paths and different flows of our lives. And I mean, I think that so many people compare themselves. I think this is a really big phenomenon. I see this with my clients a lot. I see this with like anyway in courses a lot. This comes up all the time, right? It's so easy for people to compare themselves. But what first of all, I mean, there's two layers to this. The first layer is like what are the characteristics that you like in that individual? Write those out and begin to embody them yourself because often what you're comparing yourself to or you feel jealous of too, it just is like life showing you the things that you desire. You might be like, oh, I love that person's sense of humor, or I love that person's style, or I love how successful they are, or I love how they have the freedom to do these things, or they have the wealth to do these things. And it's just signaling to you that those are your desires and that's beautiful. So begin activating those, begin claiming those desires, right? It's like life is passing anyway. Either we're like manifesting and creating from an empowered place, or life just passing us by. So it's like either way, time is gonna go, baby. It's gonna be 2025 before you know it. Like, so you might as well be consciously creating, right? So, and the second part of that is like everyone has different timing. Some people only come up with their first business idea when they're 40 and only then, become millionaires. Some people are 12 years old on TikTok and are millionaires. Like, not that that's any kind of measure of like success, but just as an example. I mean, it is definitely a measure of success, but like it's just an example, right? If we want to look at like, for example, financial success. But there's so many other categories of success, so it's definitely not just defined by that. But I'm just trying to give an example that everyone has different timing in their lives, and it's on purpose because we all go through different soul lessons in our lives, right? Someone doesn't have kids their whole life. Someone has five kids. Someone has one. Someone has kids when they're 25. Someone has kids when they're 33. Like, it's like, it doesn't make one path right and another path wrong. Someone's married three times. Someone's not married at all. Someone's married once. Like, We all have such unique journeys, and you, the way that you're going to feel the most fulfilled in your life is if you fulfill your blueprint. You came here with your own soul blueprint of the lessons that you want to learn, the experiences you want to have, the people you want to meet, the life you want to have. That's like in your soul. That's why you're drawn to specific people, places, or experiences. That's why you're like, I like that person. I resonate with what they're saying. I want to have this experience. I want my life to look like this. I want to, I don't know, whatever, you know, travel or do whatever or be a mom or anything in between, right? Like, you have those desires because they're in your blueprint, most likely, especially if you can feel their soul desires and not coming from like some kind of, you know, from a different place, perhaps. They're really coming from like, oh my gosh, this is like a full body yes for me. And so you have, like I'm saying, those desires for a reason and those wants for a specific reason. And when you like don't look at your blueprint and see someone else fulfilling their blueprint and you're like, oh, like maybe I should be doing that. I mean, at times, like I said, it could be something that resonates with you because it could be something that's really beneficial to you. So you see someone, I don't know, it's a funny example, mouth taping when they sleep and you're like, wow, that could be really good for me. Of course, sure, implement it, right? But I'm saying, like, if you're watching the timing of someone else's life and ask, wondering why that's not the timing of your life, it's like, refocus your attention and get back in tune to your life. What are you called to do in that moment? Oftentimes it can be a call to action. It can be like, oh wow, this is really showing me the things, places, and experiences that I do desire. And it becomes like a green flag to move forward in a specific area, but also understanding that you're going to be the most fulfilled by doing you. I mean, I know it's like cliche and simple, but like that's where your fulfillment's going to come. Your fulfillment's not going to come from replicating someone else, right? Of course, I want to say we can 100% be inspired by other people. We can be inspired by one person's style. We can be inspired by another person's passion. We can be inspired by another person's like parenting style. We can be inspired by another person's like taste and architecture. We can be inspired by another person's parenting style, right? Like 1000%. That's like the beauty, because when someone's living in their power and in their purpose, they're connected with, you know, God, universe, source. They're channeling that energy, and so of course that's magnetic. Of course that's inspiring, right? And so it's so beautiful to be inspired by other people. But at the core, what I'm saying is like, what's going to make you the most fulfilled is living your purpose, essentially, right? And I know it's like a big topic as well. It's like, what's your purpose? How do you find it, right? And you find it by just discovering yourself, right? By doing the things you're drawn to, by following what you want to learn more about, by being around people who are doing or having what you have, or at least listening to them and listening to their journey. Like, and again, I could totally, I'm not saying like, okay, well, that person did 1, 2, 3, so I need to do steps 1, 2, 3, but just like by, it's like, there's no exact answer to like how to find your purpose. I feel like life guides you through different experiences. And I think our purpose can be also be multidimensional, really layered. So it's not like, I need to find this one thing that I'm supposed to do, and I'm only supposed to do that thing throughout my life. I think the purpose can be more overarching. For example, your purpose could be like to empower people and make them feel inspired and connected to God, love, light, source, for example. And that can be done through a myriad of things. Maybe throughout your life, you do a bunch of different things that serve that core essential purpose, right? But I think it's just remembering that like your truest fulfillment is going to come from listening to your impulses, to your desires, to the way that you want to do things. Again, it doesn't mean you don't take inspiration, but it just means like, okay, I love how this person did this. How would I want to do it? Like, what would feel fully right to me, right? Like, what makes it unique when I do it? What makes my vision special? What are at flares or touches that I would add that are uniquely my own to this? What's the way that I would do this that feels organic to me? Like, okay, I like the structure of that. I like how this person did this, or this is like this, but what would make it uniquely my own, right? I feel like those are really important questions to ask ourselves, and just like to have that reminder of like, you have your own path, you have your own story, right? You don't go to the library. I mean, I feel like a lot of us don't go to the library in general, but like, you don't go to the library, you don't go to the bookstore, and every single book is the same damn story, right? Every single book has a different story. You go to the fiction section, and they all have a different story. I mean, maybe there's some things in common, right? But like, they all have a different story. So when you look at people, it's the same thing. Every person has their own story. So stop comparing like your book and being like, why is my book not like this book or whatever it may be. And remember, like, you have your own unique damn book for a reason. Like, again, I just really like that example I just came up with, is like, you wouldn't go to the bookstore and expect every single book to be the same, literally the exact same story, or like extremely similar timeline, extremely similar characters. Like, you would expect variety. And in fact, when a unique book comes out with a unique plot and a unique character cast, you know, a unique storyline and a unique message, that book stands out. And so, same thing about your life. Like, allow yourself to do things truly your way. Allow yourself to discover what feels good to you. Allow yourself to discover what feels right for you. And really allow your story to become your own, right? Like, you know how there's, wait, do you remember, like, Kids Bop? I don't know if anyone remembers this. If you're too young, you missed out. But essentially, it would be, like, this, like, music covers of, like, popular songs, but very, like, G-rated for kids to listen to, and it's just, like, not good, you know? It's, like, they take, like, a Lil Wayne song, for example, I mean, not really, but, like, let's just say, and they make, like, a Kids Bop version of it, they, like, change the lyrics and stuff. It's just not the same, it's not the original. Like, don't be the Kids Bop version of someone else's story. Be your own story, you know? Be your own Lollipop by Lil Wayne. I feel like I'm making all these references that are really, like, dating me. But, like, be your own, whatever, like, Super Freak by Nicki Minaj. Me trying to think of, like, a popular with the times kind of song. But be your own thing, right? And it's the same. Like, be an original. Don't be a copy. And trust the timing of your life. Trust the unfolding. Like, when you're inspired to create and take action, do it. When you're inspired to flow with your life, flow with your life. Like, there's no one, like, one way to do things. We're always growing, we're always evolving. I feel like the veganism is an example of that too. What once worked for me isn't working for me now, right? And there's, like, an evolution of that. I'm still, you know, plant-based, but with fish in there, right? But it's like, we all evolve and grow, so let yourself evolve. At one time you might be in a really masculine get shit done era. Another era you might be in your, like, soft, relaxed, go with the flow, let life happen kind of era. And that's equally beautiful, right? And just trusting where you are in the moment. And so I want to leave you with that, because I feel like we went really hard this episode. I feel like we dropped a lot. We had a lot of spicy nuggets in this episode. A lot of spicy little things that I dropped throughout this episode. And so, oh my gosh, for a second, I just realized, you guys, I'm sitting here with my microphone in front of me, but my microphone's not plugged in. So I literally recorded this episode just through my, like, computer audio. And it's Mercury retrograde right now, so thank God it even, like, recorded. But, like, I literally have my microphone in front of me, I'm, like, speaking into my microphone, and meanwhile it's, like, all recording to my computer. It's so funny. But I'm gonna leave you with that. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I always ask you to share this episode with a friend, with someone in your life who you feel like this would inspire, or someone who you're like, oh my gosh, they would get this, they need to hear this. Share this message, spread it out there. That's a way that our podcast continues to grow and evolve. I love seeing it grow and evolve organically from people just sharing it to other people who are either like-minded or who you feel this information would really benefit them. If you're at the end of this episode and you're still listening, tag me on Instagram at pbbunny97yt so I can repost. I love seeing you guys listen to the podcast. And if you have an extra minute, it would mean so much to me if you would leave me a review or just rate the podcast. It really helps us out. If you've noticed, I don't monetize this podcast. I literally just do it and I always get told that I should. I just do it at the moment just to share information and talk and vibe with you guys. So when you share and allow it to get out to more people, it's super, super meaningful to me. And so that this message just can get across to all the people whom it would benefit or inspire or spark something in. I would really, really appreciate that and love that. And so with that being said, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to go actually make your lift orders, your lift your frequency order. So if you haven't checked that out, be sure to check that out. And I also hope to see you at the Sensual Flow Movement and Meditation this Thursday. And yes, with so much love from me to you, I will connect with you so soon. Goodbye, everyone. I will see you next week on Unlimited Abundance.